Join me on this week's Xamarin Show, where my good friend Jeremy comes on to show you all the amazing Android developer tool updates that we have in store for you. Welcome back, everyone, to the Xamarin Show. I'm your host, James Montemagno, and today, my favorite person in the entire world is with me, Jeremy Laval, all the way from Boston, Massachusetts. How's it going, Jeremy?
Hey, pretty good.
I'm super excited because I love when Jeremy reaches out to me and he's like, I want to come on the Xamarin Show. And I'm like, oh my goodness, there's new goodies for Android developers. Maybe people don't know who you are, Jeremy, so why don't you give everyone a little one-over of who is this Jeremy?
Yeah, sure. I mean, I guess I've been in this space for like quite a while now, so hopefully people will know a little bit about me. But for those who don't, I'm the person at Microsoft who heads some of our tooling. So in both IDEs, Visual Studio and Visual Studio for Mac, we heads our tooling in Android and mostly focusing on the UI tooling part.
Yeah, Jeremy and I have worked together for, I don't know, 6-7 years now at this point, I think.
Something like that.
Went to Google I.O. together. I mean, we've been, as probably some of the largest Android fanboys here on the Xamarin team, we always like to geek out. So that's why I said I'm always excited to have you on. Yeah, what kind of good bits do we have available, or what are you going to show off today?
So I don't know if you remember, but like I think a few months back slash probably a year at this stage, we did one of those where like I kind of came onto the show and I was showing some of the advancement that we have done with my team in Android UI tooling. So that comprised the designer and some editor functionality and things like that. So I figured, you know, it has been kind of a little bit of time, so might as well do another one and show you some of the stuff that we're working on and thinking on.
Awesome. Yeah, I'm excited. I've saw some blog posts from John Douglas, like hinting, and I always see like the new, here's what's new in this version of Visual Studio, and I was like, oh, so much excitement. Well, I'm ready. I know everyone's ready, so let's hop into it. Let's hop over to your machine, and let's see some goodness.
All right, let's do it. All right, so what you're seeing here is the Android Designer that you have come to know and love. So we have been continuously improving the Android Designer across the various releases that we have done. One of the part that we really focused on in the past few releases has been the text editor part, so the right side of this experience. And we have been continuously improving what you can do there. We have done things like make auto-completion better, make it more responsive, and had kind of everything that you would expect from like a rich text experience that you would get for like C# files or any other files in Visual Studio. So among the things that we have done in 16.5, which is our latest release, which is currently in preview, is that we have added a couple more little niceties in editing. So one of those is presenting with this layout, I realized that I have my container up there and then a couple of widgets. However, when I look at the rendering here, it seems like all the widgets are kind of globbed together, you know, in one place. That definitely does not look right. The seasoned Android developer in me kind of realized that like, yeah, frame layout is probably not the right type of layout that I should be using. And instead I should be using something like a linear layout, which would lay out all those widgets in the right order. So what I can do is that I can simply obviously go there and kind of start editing this. And so as you see that I start typing, the auto-completion kind of goes in. And then the one that I want is a linear layout. And so if I press enter here, what may have happened in the past is that the only thing that would have changed is actually this tag here. But because we're in XML, when you open a tag, you also have to close it. So what happened here is that with some of the new things that we have done, we are now able to automatically detect when you do changes to one side of your tags and update the end tags together.
Oh, beautiful.
So by typing linear layout up there, the system actually went ahead and just updated the end tag as well so that they kept in sync.
Nice. I like that. That's like those small little nice, pleasing moments. Like, oh, like I knew I probably needed to jump down. I did it for me. Perfect.
Exactly. Because like most of the time, you know, you kind of update it and then there's an error in the rendering and you're like, oh, that's because I have to update the end tag. But you're like, where is my end tag? So now with this system, at least it's able to figure that out for you. And if it can, like just update it directly.
Nice.
Cool. So as you can notice here, there's still something that's kind of wrong. I can see the sign in, but there's still some stuff in there that like not quite showing up. So I don't know if you're noticing, but another extra thing that we added actually in the past release, but that we have kept improving on this one, is that I'm starting to get some squiggle. So if I look at here, I'm starting to have some squiggle here. In the bottom of the editor, I'm also being shown that there's one error and two warning. So this is part of the diagnostic experience that we have introduced as part of the last release. So what we do know is that we provide, so we analyze your layout files in real time. cut up the same way that Roslyn would do it for your C# files. And then we detect scenarios which are may not be exactly errors, like things that would actually prevent compilation, but things that you should really be looking at because it's probably not the right thing. Like in our case, nothing would prevent me here from compiling and deploying this app, but then the end result that you see on the screen is probably not what you want.
Yeah,
like so if I go back to my layout here.
That hint, for example, right? You said that was like there's two different colors here. So one's the warning, which you're saying like if you don't fix this, it's okay, but this red squiggly is like actually an actual issue.
Yeah, it's an actual issue. And so that's one of those things that probably wouldn't be detected at compile time, but probably at runtime would trigger some kind of exception, which is not something that you want. So what I'm actually seeing here is that because I changed the container to be from a frame layout to a linear layout, one particularity of linear layout is that they always have to have an orientation, because otherwise it would make no sense, right? Either linear layout is vertical or it's horizontal. If you don't specify anything, it doesn't know what to do and doesn't really show anything useful there. So the quickest way to fix this is to just add that missing layout. And so again, I can use our auto-completion scenario and just switch this to vertical, and there you go. No, all our elements are showing up.
Nice, very nice. And then the red squiggle goes away because you fixed it.
Exactly.
Nice.
And so we actually fit into the same experience that you would expect on that you're already familiar with, probably with C# files and things like that. So we are integrated inside the error list. So if you want at any time to kind of see what is happening inside your layout, you can use go into the error list. We put like a little bit more information. Like for instance, in this one, we have detected that some of the text that's inside your layout is hard-coded, so which is great if you want a prototype, but ultimately when you want to ship your application, that's not a good idea because you can't translate it, for instance. Versus if you put in a resource file, you can actually go ahead and have someone translate it for you in all the languages that your app support.
Got it. Yeah, that's like one of those things that it's so easy to do in development too, because you're just like, I need to put this hint in, I need to put this text in. And then you don't realize down the road that, hey, now my app is not accessible at all.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Cool. So that's one thing here. I won't fix it for today, but this is something that we are constantly trying to improve. So we are adding more analyzers as we go. And so one thing that we are also looking at exactly for that kind of example is that we are also looking into enabling fixers, which essentially will do the change that you're supposed to do. So in that case, we'll take the first name text that you have here, put in a resource file, and create, put a resource URL instead for you. So this is something that we are planning to work on and will enable in a release very soon.
Oh, nice. That's very cool. Yeah. It's nice that, you know, we're letting you know, and then, hey, next step, find the problem, allow the user to fix it. Next step in the process, let's just do it for you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's always the classical step, sorry.
Yeah. Love it.
Awesome. So another thing that I want to show you is our code support. So as part of this latest release, we have also done a lot of improvements internally into our rendering process. One of those improvements actually now enables us to do some more funky stuff with code. So what you can see here, and that's the case with like some of the layouts, is that you usually tend to have a custom control that you did yourself, which is, for instance, in this case, this avatar view. And then you end up with a layout that would contain just that custom control. So it's great because, you know, you can see a custom control actually being rendered here. But there's really kind of nothing that you can do from that level, right? Because mostly what it does is just instantiate your custom control.
Yeah.
So one experience that we actually have enabled is that, which is currently in preview, and it's mostly just something that we're experimenting with and see what people want to do with it. Oh, one thing that I forgot as well is that for the previous part, for the editing things, any of those things are now part of their own settings here. So if you don't actually like that we update tags for you, if you don't like that we do some other things for you, you're completely free to go ahead here and just disable them as well.
Oh, nice. That's cool. Put the
same thing for
control.
The diagnostic. If you feel like you're a perfect programmer and you never have any errors, you don't care about them.
You can
also just enable disable it here.
That's me. No, I'm just kidding. please fix all my code.
Sounds good. All right. And so, yeah, so we have this other option in here, which you go into Xamarin Android UI Designer. So this refresh layout preview on code change. So if you go ahead and enable this, we have it disabled by default. But if you go ahead and enable this, what will happen is that when you have the code for your application or for your custom control at the same time, so I'm going to split here my ID in two, and I'm going to have this avatar layout here and the code for it here. What we're actually going to do is that we're going to listen to code changes that happen. And as soon as you have a code change, we're actually going to re-inject the change inside the rendering process so that you can actually see what happens. Mm. So what I hear here is that there was some custom logic in this custom control here that when it is checked, it will do some extra drawing on top. So I could have added something in the XML to say to propagate that information. But the quickest way to do this, it's just simply to go into the code and kind of do the same way that, you know, we're supposed to use a debugger, but everybody likes to do their console write line. Well, nothing prevents you from just hard setting the Boolean here and just seeing what the result would actually look like.
Oh, wow. Very cool. So yeah, that really enables you to not only work on your XML, but then see the code behind for that file, for all intents here, is hey, to actually show you your custom control, the code needs to be run anyways. So why don't I actually just make the changes work in real time? That's really cool.
Exactly. And that's kind of our goal, is that, you know, we try to meet people where they are. And so if they're more comfortable like doing their changing code or doing a lot of coded views or anything like that, you know, we want to enable you to be able to do that directly there as well.
Now, I assume that is the downside that if you start to make typos or make errors or doing funky stuff, that this would fall over at some point, because now you're re-executing code in real time.
Correct. So what will happen is that, yeah, we will detect the error and it will show you that there's an error that happened. And so you can go ahead and fix it. We try to do a best guess kind of thing. So like, you know, if there's some class of errors that are not really important, we still kind of go ahead. But yeah, so it is resilient to those kind of errors. So like if for some reason I do this, we'll show you an error. You can actually see the details down there. So it won't kill everything. It will just kill that custom control that you had. Oh, cool. You can actually copy the details to the clipboard and kind of investigate further. But then as soon as you simply, you know, fix the change here, it will reload and re-show your layout the way it's supposed to be.
Oh, very cool. That's awesome. Even that alone is a great demo just there. Like, hey, here's what happens in real time. And it's super quick. Very cool.
Definitely. And so it is one of those things that we're really kind of looking for feedback for as we kind of take that capability and try to, you know, provide it in some more avenues. So if you have any feedback on how you would like to see code and interaction between code and design in the IDE, definitely let us know, because we are interested.
Nice.
And so going back to this topic of meeting people where they are, we have mostly been working in the past inside the IDE, so as we are here. But one thing that's very hot topic these days, which we all appreciate, some people will appreciate the joke, is that we have released features like hot reload and hot restart, which try to bring runtime iteration to our Xamarin tooling, whereby you can have your running app either on an emulator or a device and be able to visualize changes that you do in the IDE directly inside your running application.
Mm.
I think you're familiar with that, James, right? You like that?
I am, yeah. And for like Xamarin Forms developers, it's a great way, Xamarin Forms or UWP or WPF developers, to just, here's your XAML file, you're running your application, make a change, hit save, boom, you see it in real time. And the benefit there that I like, you know, as a developer, is that it's my real running application. So it's my real code. It's my real business logic, or I'm pulling data down from the server. I'm XYZ into a navigation stack. It keeps my state. And I think that's sort of the part, is in the preview or designer, you can see a snapshot in time, but you're also running your application. So you don't have to stop, recompile, redeploy. Try to tighten that loop, and that's what I think the hot reload, the hotness really takes off.
Exactly, and that's kind of what we're trying to do as well here, is that because in the designer you can use things like sample data, which we demoed I think last time. Mm-hmm. But yeah, sometimes, you know, some things does not replace the data that you have in your business logic or that you're pulling from whatever, and so you really want to be doing your design where you have that data and that code running, right?
Yeah.
So we don't call it hot, but we are also kind of exploring those avenues of runtime iteration. And so one feature that we introduced in this last release is something that we call apply changes. We borrowed the term from Android and Android Studio, and we brought this feature to Visual Studio as well. And so what I did is that I actually previously run my app, this app here, on the login screen. So I'm actually going to go ahead and notice that, like, I'm not actually debugging. I just run the app like normal on the emulator. Mm. So I'm with my name here, with my accent, because I don't know what to type in here. I'm going to say J. I'm going to log in here. This brings me to this page. And so imagine that, like, yeah, I've navigated throughout this application. I mostly like what I'm seeing. But then suddenly I'm like, you know what? That status bar color here is not quite the color that I would want to have. Mm-hmm. So I happen to know where that color comes from. It comes from this resource here. Let me go back here and close this. It comes from this resource file here, and it's specifically that color here, which you can see a preview directly in the editor if you wanted to. Kind of match it up together. But let's say that I'm that stage, like navigating inside my application. I have some state that I have pulled on. I pulled on like the list of here, the quizzes that I have, or the categories that I have. You know, I want to be able to do that change straight there and not have to like recompile, rerun, renavigate. I just want to kind of be able to see it there. So that's a functionality that we worked on. So what you can do actually now is that, let's say that I wanted this to be maybe a shade of purple. There you go. So a shade of purple shown nice. Here. What I actually can do now is that we added a new action inside the toolbar of Visual Studio. So if you go slightly up here, you will see this new button, which unfortunately the text is a little cut. But what this button will do is that it will take the changes that you have done to your resources. So this is mostly focusing on resources. So that's layouts, that's any XML resources like I just edited here. And what it will do is it will take those changes, recreate an APK, but then only send the difference between the APK that was recreated and what's actually running on device. Mm. And once it has done that, it will take those changes, apply to the live application, and that's the important part, and then reload the activity that you are on without losing your state. So let's see what happens if I click on this.
So here, you're not even debugging the application. So could you be debugging, or do you have to just run it separately, or does it matter?
So it's up to you. And that's the thing. It's like we wanted to enable this experience no matter if you were debugging, not debugging. So it will work no matter the case. If you are debugging, it also won't stop your debugging session. That's the beauty of it. It will keep the process running and thus keep also your debugging section alive. Oh, cool. So right now it's taking the changes, recreating the APK based on that. So that might take a while. This is something that we are investigating as well, making faster in upcoming releases. We first wanted to get the capability and provide it to people so that they can play with it and give us that feedback. So we're right now signing the APK. You can see the status here in the bottom part. It's not deploying. There we go. So you saw my screen flash over there. And so what happened is that the changes that were that I created here were propagated to the device, applied to the live running application, and the activity itself restarted. So it's important to notice what that means. So what happens here is that basically the same way that when you have your device and when you're programming, you know that on Android there's like several sort of events that can happen and that can cause your activity to be recreated. Mm-hmm. Typically, the example is that, especially when you're a newcomer, you don't quite understand why when you're rotating your device, the activity kind of comes down and then comes back up. So this is the same thing that's happening here, essentially. Once the change in resources has been applied, the system tells the application to simply restart the activity. So if you're familiar with the life cycle of activity, which I'm sure you are, James, when you have the activity being turned on, there's several callbacks that are being called, things like unsafe state, on close, on stop, etc. So those will be called exactly in that same fashion. And then the opposite ones, like on restore state, on resume, on start, will also be called as a result. So that's essentially what's happening here. We send the changes, make it available to the system, and then nicely ask the application to restart its current activity. And so as a result, then you can see that the resource change has been taken into account, and now our status bar is this very lovely, bright, purple.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense just because of how I think about how Android works is that it has that entire like sort of resource dictionary for all intents here, and then it's able to look up, and when you inflate your activity or fragments or anything like that, it's applying those. So if there's a new value, it just kind of know how to get it. It's very clever, actually, that now that I think about how that's probably working under the hood, I'm going to imagine I know what I'm talking about, and I think that I know how it works. But very cool. I love it. And then that's nice because I think what you're really showing off is that, yeah, you know, it's not like a hot reload because it's not just updating the UI. It's actually applying and diffing and doing everything. So when you're in a large application, instead of having to completely stop, completely redeploy, or in this case, you weren't even debugging. So you're just showing your application off, and if it's there, then it just deploys. That's really cool.
Exactly. And so we support anything that is a resource, so that XML files, layouts, images that you may have. This is also something that can work for forms applications. So if you have a forms application with an Android head and you're deploying to an Android emulator, if you're changing anything, any resource inside your Android head project or any shared resource that you may have, like images or things like that, you can also use this facility to also redeploy those kind of changes. Basically, the one part that we don't support is code. So anything else that more or less is not code should work.
Very cool. Yeah, often I'm messing around with these values in my Xamarin Forms applications for Android, and like, oh, what does this theme look like, or what does this image look like, or did I size it correctly? And you're right, I always have to stop, recompile, do everything, but I didn't even know that it makes sense that I would just be able to use it as well. That's cool.
Exactly. And nice. So we kind of between the two existing hot, right? It's not quite hot, like hot reload. You do have to like press a button, so we don't do it on code, like on file save.
Yeah.
And it's not quite hot restore because we do maintain a level of state. So, you know, we decided to not call ourselves any hot, and we're just in the middle.
Very nice. I like it. Very cool. All right. Anything else you got? Any other goodies for me?
Nope. That's it.
Very cool. Awesome. I love it because now, you know, no matter what you're developing, if you're in Visual Studio for Mac as well, you said, you get all these awesome new features. We'll put links to the release notes, to any blog posts, any documentation we have, along with the last video that Jeremy came on showing off all these cool features. You can see all the stuff that maybe you didn't even know was there between these two videos. Jeremy, thank you so much for coming on and showing this all off.
Thank you so much.
Awesome. Well, if you have any questions, feel free to reach out to me, to Jeremy, the entire team. We would love to hear your feedback. That's going to do it for this week's Xamarin Show. You know what to do. Hit that bell, hit that subscribe button, do all the things that I tell you to do every episode. Thanks for watching, and have a great day. Hey, James here. Just wanted to check in and thank you for watching this video. Now do all the things that you know you want to do, such as like, subscribe, and ding that notification bell. Become part of the notification squad. While you're here, check out all these awesome videos that I've already recorded. Click on that thing. Click it. Watch it. Do it.